Fantasy football time. It's Wednesday morning, December 17th. This is the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. And Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7. Yeah! It has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com. Enter offer code FUN at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here. Go anywhere.
But not to New York City. I mean, you should stay in Florida.
No, that's part of anywhere, Dave.
Hi, Adam.
You know, I've done a lot on this show. Memorizing the Squarespace read is not one of them. I've almost got it, but not quite.
Neither. You think they can tell that we read?
Yeah, but you'd read it very well. Doesn't sound like
I mix it up, but I bet the diehard listeners can name all the bullet points for Squarespace.
I would hope so. That's the point.
Yep.
Hey, I got something for you, Dave. Let me give you
is it candy?
The top five in average draft position from the beginning of the year.
From the beginning of the year?
You tell me how many of them you feel good about this week. LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles, Peyton Manning, Adrian Peterson, Matt Forte.
That would be one. That would be Jamal Charles.
Yeah, you feel good about
Pittsburgh.
Him?
I do feel good about him.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't practice on Wednesday. I feel okay for Peyton, but not great.
Four out of those five.
Well, I think one out of those five you're definitely sitting.
Yeah, obviously.
That would be the bust of the year. I never like to give the bust of the year.
No, I don't think I would call him bust of the year.
Why? Because he didn't play?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get hurt, you're not bust of the year. But if you...
No, if you get hurt, you are bust of the year.
No.
I
disagree. I think injury should be removed from the bust of the year equation. But stupidity off the field that costs you the opportunity to play pro football for a living.
Yeah.
Although he still collected his
salary. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah. Just a very frustrating. And then on top of that, it was a frustrating situation. Then on top of that, there were all the rumors, oh, he's going to be back.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
Very frustrating for fantasy. People who stashed him and then
again. He's the bust of the year. That's that.
Well, here's email of the day, number one, from Hector at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. And the subject line was, I think it was, don't do it, Jamie, or don't leave, Jamie. And it said, Jamie, come on, man, don't do it for a girl. It will come back and bite you in the booty. You make this podcast.
Except you didn't write podcast.
You wrote Pop Coast.
Pop Coast. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Today Pop Coast.
You make this Pop Coast. It won't be the same without you, man. Don't go. Just get another cat. So the cat thing was...
Hector, this might be email of the year.
What really confused me, because obviously he knew it was me. But he addressed it to Jamie. He spelled Jamie's name wrong.
He spelled it Jaime.
Yeah. Well, no. Isn't that how... No.
J-A-I-M-E?
Yeah, that is Jaime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie Erdahl spells it J-A-M-I-E, right?
Right. And Jamie's is J-A-M-E-Y.
Pop Coast. Very funny
Bite
email.
Bite you in the booty.
Yeah. Great email.
It's
Hector, I'm sorry. I am leaving. Hopefully it will not bite me in the booty. And she has a cat, so I am getting one of those.
What's its name?
Her name is Zoe.
Zoe the cat?
Zoe the cat, yeah. Email of the day number two from Mike Barnes. From
Start
Clemson,
the memes.
South Carolina. Ronnie, Vic, and Shane. Best show ever, Dave. What is that?
Ronnie? Well, it must be Game of Thrones.
No, you've never seen it. It's my favorite show. I've said it all the time.
Oh, The Wire.
No, I hate The Wire. I like The Shield.
Yeah.
If Snickers is a great candy bar, then in your opinion, what is Johnny Manziel if he were a candy bar?
A rotten plum. Oh, my God.
Anything with coconut for me. So I thought the email was funny enough where I will read his question. 16-team standard league. Le'Veon Bell is my RB1. Gio has been my RB2, but I have Joseph Randle and Toby Gerhardt. Who do I start this week?
It's going to be – well, this is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say if DeMarco's out, you're going to go with Randle, and if DeMarco's in, you'll go with Toby. But Toby plays on Thursday.
Right. And so, a lot of people have that dilemma. I've been seeing it in the emails.
Is that a game that we're going to preview?
Oh, it is.
Today?
Oh, yeah. Jacksonville, right. Tennessee.
Our last Thursday game of the year.
Uh-huh.
It's a preview. I wonder what the music will sound like for that preview.
Intro and outro.
I think if DeMarco... Oh, God. We're going to find out about Murray. We'll get updates all day Wednesday and all day Thursday. I think you've got to wait and see, because if DeMarco does not play, Randle is a slam dunk, and then you just fall back to Gio.
Yeah,
I think that's the gamble that you have to take. Now, if DeMarco, this decision is easy.
Gio's
if DeMarco
got such a bad matchup.
I know. If there were reports on Wednesday and Thursday that say DeMarco is going to play, then the decision's made for you, and you go with Toby Gerhardt.
You might have to go with Gerhardt anyway.
Why?
Because Gio, I think, could be a really bad option this week. They blew out the Browns last week, so you know I wonder if he gets an even lower workload
against Denver
this week. Denver's great against the run, even if he does get a lot of work. You're basically counting on him doing a lot as a receiver, and I don't know that it's a safe bet that he's going to do that. So I think I would probably play it safe unless we get really solid
Let's just say that
not going to play.
Through Thursday, DeMarco doesn't practice. There's no commitment. There's no one from the Cowboys saying, well, he's got a good chance to play. He's just not practicing.
Unless they say he's probably
going
to play.
I would absolutely wait.
I would go with Gerhardt. And here's why.
And I got news for you. Gerhardt is not a lock to put up huge numbers.
And
I know
neither
he's
is
got
Randle.
A great matchup, but
neither is Randle.
But I like his chance. I like his opportunity even better than Gerhardt's.
If they were both playing on the same day, I agree with you. But I don't want to have to rely on Gio. That would be a bad scenario.
Gio is the fallback. That's all he is. And there might be somebody on waivers. Is Matt Asiata on waivers? Can you pick up Asiata and drop Gio?
There's no way.
Well, I mean, Toby Gerhardt was on waivers.
That's true.
Would you rather have Kerwin Williams against Seattle at home? What about Alphonso Smith? No, I'm saying over Gio.
Yes. Yes.
So maybe Kerwin Williams is out there. You drop Gio for Kerwin, and you go with him as your fallback if Randle ends up not starting.
All right, let's go to tweet of the day number one from David McConaughey. This is tweet of the year, in my opinion. I just looked this up. Die Hard was released in theaters on July 15th, not a Christmas movie. Whammy! That's it right there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
First of all, saying whammy there doesn't make sense.
I know.
Second of all, it's interesting that they made a movie that was based around Christmas time in July.
Because it doesn't matter when you watch Die Hard. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
It's got
and that
tons
is
to do.
The clincher.
It's got a lot to do with Christmas.
David, thank you very much.
It takes place during Christmas.
I'm taking you with me to New York.
Murder and terrorism is part of Christmas.
Oh, God. Tweet of the day number two. Bip Hernandez says, any waiver pickups for keepers like Christian Michael, Jerick McKinnon?
I saw this tweet.
Guys like
I made a list.
Oh, good.
Would you like to hear my list?
Did you check it twice? You have to do that this time of year.
The number one name that should be on everybody's pickup and stash for 2015 list is Cody Latimer. Because I don't think he's owned in many leagues. He's owned in dynasty leagues, but he should have a good opportunity next year, presumably. Then you've got Dante Moncrief, if he's out there. That's the thing, is that a lot of people might have picked him up, but I think he takes a huge step forward next year. Austin Seferian-Jenkins, Tampa Bay, is probably going to be my favorite second-year tight end, but not to be outdone, there's Eric Ebron as well. And just in case Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl this year and decides, I've had enough, I'm going to retire, then you're going to see Brock Osweiler take over in Denver.
With no love for Jason Morrow?
They
will upgrade their quarterback situation.
They will. And I don't want to be enamored with the potential, which is what I feel like I am with Ebron and to a degree Seferian
Jenkins.
Well,
yeah, I think they're all in the same boat.
Right. It's a nice boat. It's called the SS Tight End Breakout Candidates.
Right. All right, good. Good list, Dave. Thank you. Here are your injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace.
So, go anywhere.
As of now,
oh, sorry,
DeMarco Murray could be a game-time decision. Keenan Allen has a broken collarbone and a bad ankle.
Is he out for Week 16?
He's out for Week 16,
yeah.
But not. He's out for Week 17.
I think they haven't put him on injury reserve in case they make the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
That's why. So if they lose on Saturday against the 49ers, their playoff hopes are gone. Boom. He's on IR, and they take a look at somebody else.
You can certainly drop him. And what was I going to say, Dave? Oh, yeah, so how do you feel about Malcolm Floyd?
I don't love him this week. He's okay.
Colt McCoy's on IR, and as we know, RG3 starting this week. Julio Jones may not play this week.
Yeah, there seems to be some concern still from Falcons camp. We'll see if he practices by Friday.
So Ryan Matthews did not practice Tuesday. They're getting started early because they have a Saturday game at San Francisco.
Right.
So he didn't practice.
That's true.
How do you feel about Brandon Oliver?
I kind of like him. Not enough to call him. I think he's like a PPR sleeper. That's really as far as I'll go with him. I think he'll have a good amount of opportunities. I like that he can catch passes out of the backfield. With Keenan Allen out of the mix, it's going to send targets going in every which way. So Gates will get more. Floyd will get more. Royal could get a lot more. I think Oliver could get more, too. So I think if you're desperate in a PPR league, he's fine. That's as far as I'll go.
Do we know anything about Chris Borland?
He's not going to play. So another factor that's a big plus is that the 49ers run defense will not be the 49ers run defense we've been seeing.
Good news for Oliver. All right, Andre Johnson is expected back this week. Carlos Hyde and Frank Gore both missed practice, so that's why Dave mentioned Alphonso Smith in that game at Saturday.
Yes.
You've been very goofy lately, you know that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, nobody did.
All of a sudden you start laughing. Is this your way of showing remorse for leaving the podcast?
No, it's my way of laughing at you for being weird. Lorenzo Talaferro's on IR. Do you expect Kyle Rudolph at Miami?
As of now, I do.
T.Y. Hilton at Dallas.
The results are in, and as of now, I do.
Rashad Jennings at St. Louis.
No.
Kendall Wright at Jacksonville.
I don't know. I'm going to say no for right now, but if you ask me later when we're not on a podcast, maybe I'll tell you what I really think.
Okay. Why? I don't get it. Why? Oh, okay. Stop.
Call me weird.
You are weird. D'Angelo Williams against Cleveland.
As of now, I am not.
Ronnie Hillman.
We polled 100 people and asked them if they expect Ronnie Hillman to play at Cincinnati in week 17. And 83 of them said no.
Okay. Today's podcast brought to you by
Squarespace. Tracy Wolfson actually told us that he's not expected to play because it's a field turf surface and the coaches are worried about him re-aggravating his injury on said surface. So they're going to wait another week.
Today's podcast is still brought to you by Squarespace. Use it. Get on there. It looks awesome. We've seen our listeners make Squarespace websites, tweet us, and they always look really good, really sharp. And Dave has a desk that moves up and down, and he keeps moving it electronically up and down, like really high, and it's just weird. And now I can see your belly, which is even weirder. So anyway, look, go on Squarespace, get started, play around with it. It's fun. Making a website was really fun for me using Squarespace, and they've got a new interface, Squarespace 7. You got integration with Google Apps, partnership with Getty Images, 15 new templates and cover pages. So you've got a lot of different ways to make your website look really sharp, really awesome. And the customer support, I ran into a little bit of trouble. I needed that customer support. It took about 2 minutes to get set, to get fixed, and get on my way. Starts at just $8 a month. You get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Start a free trial right now. No credit card required. And use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our show. And we want to thank Squarespace all season long for supporting our podcast. That's Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere. Move the desk down.
No.
It's a fun desk. It's like a hospital bed. It's got this up and down button. And
I'm using it.
The desk is at Dave's like chest level right now. It's just weird. I printed out the most added and most dropped players for you.
Thank you.
So let's have a look-see. Joseph Randall's number one. Harry Douglas is number two. And they both might be worthless this week. But you had to pick them up. Lance Dunbar's number three. What kind of scenario would you be in to start Lance Dunbar?
PPR league, and I couldn't get Joseph Randall, and I had DeMarco Murray.
Panthers DST 4.
Good one.
Gerhardt 5. More on him in a second. Asiata 6. So how do you feel about him this week?
Kind of like him. Kind of dig the matchup against Miami. Their linebacking core is thin, and it's clear that Minnesota has no problem giving him the work at this point in the season.
You like him better than Gerhardt?
I think I do.
I'd have to be in a 14-team league to want to start Asiata.
But Gerhardt, you'd be more comfortable with him.
Also 14 teams, but I think I would be more comfortable. Asiata just isn't good. I don't know if Gerhardt is either. But he actually was encouraging last week.
off the topic, when Jamie comes in, let's act like everything's normal, even though the desk is
okay.
It's pretty high. I just raised it even more.
Okay.
We're just going to act like everything's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I don't really want to trust either, but...
Yeah, the thing that... All right, so first of all, I've got big-time remorse over Chris Johnson last week. But the fact remains that the Titans' run defense stinks. Chris Ivory scored on him. What kind of back is Toby Gerhardt? Is he like Chris Johnson or is he like Chris Ivory? He's like Chris Ivory. Furthermore, I don't see a situation playing out where somebody's going to take carries away from Gerhardt, not just at the goal line, but throughout the game.
Asiata or Gerhardt?
I'm talking about Gerhardt. Are you asking me who I like better?
I thought you switched it up.
No. I'm still saying Asiata is the one I think. Okay. I've got them both projected for the same. I think I have them both projected for 9 fantasy points.
All right.
I think Asiata is the safer bet to get there.
Bill's DST is in the top 10. You like them better than the Panthers?
I like them better than everybody but the Seahawks.
Alex Smith wasn't even available in one of my leagues that I was looking to pick him up in. But good matchup at Pittsburgh, and he's now 56% owned. Nate Washington. Jacksonville's done very well against wide receivers over the last 3 weeks. Very well, so... I'd be pretty hesitant to start any Tennessee wide receiver, Dave. How about you?
Well, there's Charlie Whitehurst.
So he hasn't been that bad.
But he's not exactly prolific as a passer.
But he doesn't change anything.
It's a Thursday night game.
They've had bad quarterbacks all year.
When in doubt, Thursday's out.
Well, I like Mettenberger, but they haven't had great quarterbacks.
They don't have Mettenberger this week.
I know. I meant all year. I said they had bad quarterbacks all year.
But Mettenberger's just okay.
Yeah, he's not bad. RG3?
I had a moment yesterday where I really liked RG3.
Yeah, well, that was a stupid moment.
It was. I immediately regretted it and put him right back down in my rankings.
Jaguars DST, only 6% owned. Would you gamble on him?
If you can't get your hands on the Panthers, the Bills, what are some other DSTs that I would take ahead of the Jaguars this week? Well, Dave, I'll tell you.
Well,
the Packers, the Chargers.
What's better to know is who would you start them over? Would you start them over the Broncos?
No. I'll take the Broncos.
Would you start them over the Eagles?
Nope.
Would you start the Jaguars over the Giants?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Would you start the Jaguars over the 49ers?
Yes.
Okay.
The Jaguars 13th. I have the Packers ahead of them, which could be a mistake. But the Chargers are a DST that I like a lot this week.
I have two things, Dave. I have 8 tough questions for Week 16.
8 tough questions for Week 16.
And I have Tennessee at Jacksonville. Which should we do first?
Which one do you want to do first?
Let's get rid of Tennessee at Jacksonville. Tennessee at Jacksonville. First meeting, 16-14. Titans won it. Storm Johnson, 21 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown. Cecil Shorts had 10 catches for 103 yards. Clay Harbor had a huge game. Delanie Walker was okay, 57 yards. Justin Hunter, 77. Charlie Whitehurst actually started that game and threw for 233 yards. It wasn't a good fantasy game. So, Toby Gerhardt, where do you have him ranked? And one thing I'd like to point out is that six weeks in a row, running backs destroyed Tennessee.
And last week they still allowed a touchdown.
Yeah. So that was 6 in a row before last week. All 6 of the running backs that destroyed them had at least 19 carries.
Well, the Titans have allowed a touchdown to a running back in 7 straight games. That includes a reception. I think it was by Foster. 9 total rushing scores, 12 total in that span of 7 games. 5 of the 9 rushing touchdowns came from 5 yards or closer. So that's Toby's wheelhouse. You just have to hope that the Jaguars can set up shop there. It's just kind of been a problem for them.
Well, where are you ranking him? Who are you ranking him around?
He's a low-end number 2 running back for me this week. Let me give you an idea.
What if you had Jonathan Stewart?
Stewart all the way.
Even with the possibility of D'Angelo playing?
If D'Angelo comes back, that changes things.
But again, you don't know.
Right. Well, you'll know D'Angelo's status before Thursday night, I would imagine. Ron Rivera will probably say something by then, just as he did last week.
Okay.
I'm not going to get cute and start Gerhardt over LeSean McCoy or Joseph Randall, assuming that DeMarco's out. That's a bad one to compare it to. LeGarrette Blount, I'll take him over Gerhardt because I think they're the same type of guy.
Okay.
Tracy Wolfson was on our show yesterday at noon Eastern, and she thought that Toby had potential for 100 yards. I'm not buying it. I don't know. I think he would need 25 carries for that. Maybe he gets it. Bortles is banged up. The receiving core is just okay. It's a positive matchup. I'd like to know if Brandon Linder, their right guard, is going to play in this game. I think that that's an important piece of the puzzle. I do like this. I think Toby had 13 carries and 7 of them were good for 4 yards or more. That's a nice jumping point. And it was against Baltimore, right? So I think that it's still there's potential here for Toby Gerhardt, and we can go back and forth about him. I've got 6 running backs with 9 fantasy points this week projected.
Toby Gerhardt,
he's at the bottom of the list,
or Emmanuel Sanders standard.
I would have to put it on Sanders, but it's close. I'll give you that. I don't have Sanders getting a lot of numbers this week.
Gerhardt or Josh Gordon?
Gerhardt.
PPR.
It might be close in PPR. I think I'd lean toward Gerhardt. He can catch the ball too.
Gerhardt or Steven Jackson?
Jackson. Because I think he can score and pick up some decent yardage.
Gerhardt or Martellus Bennett? Standard.
I don't want to trust Martellus Bennett. PPR, I'll take him, but standard, no. When he had that drop pass, I think that sent Cutler into a
on the first possession?
On the first possession. I think that sent him into a deep, dark hole that he couldn't get out of against New Orleans because he didn't throw at him very much, and he didn't have a good game. And I think Cutler just lost faith in him on that play.
Do you like any Jacksonville wide receivers?
I think Allen Hurns has the most sleeper potential. They've all been getting a lot of targets lately.
Yeah.
They've all been very busy bees.
If they were one consistent guy that week after week was doing it for them, I would like him in this matchup. Tennessee always gets beat by a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have one great cornerback and 3 terrible cornerbacks.
Right.
And their safeties aren't anything special either. So Bortles can play the matchups there and say, okay, Jason McCourty is on my right. Who's on my left? Oh, it's some guy that's somehow worse than Bleedy Ray Wilson. Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw at that guy. So it almost doesn't even matter which receiver ends up over there. Shorts and Lee, I believe, are playing the most with Hurns playing the third most.
And again, would you start anyone?
I believe I have Hurns ranked the highest, but I also have him for the same amount of fantasy points as Lee, which is 7. And Cecil Shorts, I think I have it either 5 or 6. 5. So I guess I'd go with one of the rookie receivers.
Charlie Whitehurst in your top 24 or no?
No.
You know, Jacksonville has allowed 3 passing touchdowns in their last 4 games. Can you trust any Titan
I don't want to overlook Sean Green because he had a good opportunity last week. The rushing average stinks. He stinks. But could he fall into the end zone and score? He might. You can almost make the same argument for him as you can for Toby Gerhardt because Jacksonville's defense is so bad. Jags have allowed 8 rushing touchdowns in their last 6 games. So I don't know if Sean Green is such a miserable start.
I know, it's kind of scary. You wouldn't start him over Forte, though.
No. You want to know who I would start him over?
Yeah.
I would start him over Isaiah Crowell. Honest to God. Because I don't know if he's healthy, first of all. And I think the Carolina defense is realizing, holy crap, we can win our division? Are you serious? Then they're starting to play well. They haven't allowed a rushing touchdown in 3 straight games.
Dan Heron or?
Heron.
Okay.
Heron over both.
And
Heron
how
over
about
all running backs.
Any Tennessee receivers or the tight end?
Walker is still a top 12, but it's kind of by default.
Walker or Donnell?
Walker. Donnell is not even in my top 24 this week.
Walker or? Selleck.
Walker. Walker's in my top
Walker
10, but
Bennett.
It's by default.
Walker or Bennett?
I got Bennett 1 spot ahead of him.
All right, Tennessee DST, number 16 for Jamie, 20 for Dave. Jacksonville DST, number 11 for Jamie, 13 for Dave. I've got 8 tough questions.
Wait a minute, is that the... Yes,
that is it for our Thursday night preview. Yes, you were going for punch out there? Good for you, man.
It was also the sad version of the Thursday Night Preview song, because it's your last Thursday.
And now we know that the Thursday Night Preview song sounds a lot like that little ditty from Punch-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Title bout. Eight tough questions for Week 16. And then we have some Approve the Move and then emails to get to. Will Peyton Manning throw the damn ball at Cincinnati on Monday night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? That's what we thought last week.
Thank you. He got banged up. I think that's part of it. I think at this point now he wants to, like, prove that he can do it.
I thought so, but he's thrown 20 passes in two straight games.
I think Cincinnati gets up for this game and gives him trouble.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, how good of a start is he? They're third best against quarterbacks.
I think it's crazy to say, but I think he's just an okay start. I have found him ninth in my rankings.
Whoa.
Ninth, and I'm projecting him for under 20 fantasy points.
Wow.
Well, I've lost a little faith here.
Whitehurst or Manning?
Well, listen, it took a lot of research and film watching to come to this conclusion, and I've decided that I think Peyton Manning can potentially get 8 more fantasy points than Charlie Whitehurst.
Dave, which Bears can I trust against Detroit? This is question number 2.
That's an excellent question. I think Alshon Jeffrey is probably the best of the bunch. We know that the Bears are probably going to trail in this game. I think that that's probably the one guy that Jay Cutler feels really good about throwing to. And it wouldn't surprise me if he had 28 targets. He will probably have something closer to 12 in targets. But he might catch 8 passes. And I like Alshon Jeffrey if he can catch 8 passes.
All right. How about Forte?
I would still trust Forte in fantasy, but I would not expect a big game from him.
He was terrible against Detroit.
I uncomfortably have him ranked at 10th. But it's very uncomfortable.
Jay Cutler has multiple touchdown passes in 4 of his last 5 games, and that's allowed him to score 17 fantasy points or more in those 4 games, 29 fantasy points at 2 of them. You know, so he's been terrible in 1 of his last 5. He's been acceptable in 2. He's been great in 2.
Adam, do you know what DGAF means?
I don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to have to change one of the words. Because we're on a family-friendly podcast, and I don't want any young children listening to know that we use poor language. The D stands for don't.
Uh-huh.
The G gives for gives.
Stands for gives.
The A stands for A, and the F stands for frackleberry.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't give a frackleberry about this team or this season. He wants out, and you can just tell with Cutler that he's not trying as hard. And his offensive line is just out of sync. I don't know what's going on. Well, actually, I do know what's going on. He doesn't give a frackleberry.
Six of the last eight quarterbacks.
I don't want to trust him. He's out of my top 12 by default.
6 of the last quarterbacks to face Detroit have thrown 2 touchdowns.
He could throw 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
None have thrown 3. Only 1 has scored.
Well, there's time left in the season, Adam.
Well, forget the score thing, but Detroit's intercepted 9 passes in the last 5 games, and they're 2nd in the NFL. And an interception says the desk gets you. It's ridiculous. Very funny.
I don't see, I'm just making use of the technology that we have. I'm very comfortable with the desk basically at my nose.
All right. And then Matt Forte scored 5 fantasy points in standard.
What do you think, Jamie?
In standard scoring leagues, Forte is scary. What about in PPR?
He's safer there. I think he's going to have to make a dent catching passes out of the backfield. They tried to get him going in that exact way on Thanksgiving.
And he got it.
He did well on screens, yes.
Yeah, he had 6 catches for 52 yards.
That is true.
More on that game tomorrow. Question number 3. Tough question number 3. By the way, don't go up any higher because the headset's going to break. Is LeSean McCoy a must-start at Washington?
No, he's not a must-start at Washington. I'm very concerned about him, too. I wish he'd catch passes like Matt Forte. That would make me feel a lot better about him.
He was terrible against Washington. 19
Awful.
Carries for 22 yards.
Didn't he score?
No.
He didn't score?
But they had 3 touchdowns last week, and he didn't score
one of
them.
He didn't have one of them. Very weird.
He could have had a huge game.
I wonder if I don't understand the logic behind that. Maybe it's just to get somebody with fresh legs in at the goal line to beat up on the defense that's tired.
Well, they had, I know with one
Which
of the
makes
Polk,
sense.
One of the Polk touchdowns, he was a fullback on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think before the Sproles touchdown, he carried down to the 1, right?
Yeah.
It's just weird. He just doesn't score, and he doesn't catch passes.
Yeah, it's very odd how they have used him this year. It's different than what I expected, but it's the same result, which is why I didn't have him number one or number two in my preseason ranks. And for this week, I've got him 16th.
McCoy averages 8.5 fantasy points per game at home, 10.67 on the road in standard leagues, so maybe that's a good sign. But yeah, it's tough. Washington allows the fewest fantasy points to running backs.
They've played great all year. Their linebackers have been great.
All right, question number four. Can Josh Gordon be a competent wide receiver at Carolina?
Okay, so you say competent. Does that mean 100 yards? Does that mean scoring?
Yes. No, 8 points or more.
In a standard league?
Yeah.
I'm going to answer your question with a question. Can Johnny Manziel be a competent quarterback at Carolina?
I would think
he's. Because Josh Gordon can run routes like Chris Carter. But if Johnny Manziel is throwing the football like a junior high school kid, then it's not going to matter. And I think Carolina is going to do everything in their power to get pressure on Manziel. I also think that the Browns are going to be smart and they're going to scale down the game plan quite a bit and not try and put Manziel in such a precarious position.
And
but I can't imagine Manziel rebounding to the point where he plays great. I think if Josh Gordon scores, it's going to be because somebody misses a tackle or takes a bad angle at him after making a catch.
And Carolina, in their last seven games, how many wide receivers do you think have scored more than 7 fantasy points in standard leagues?
In their last 7 games? I'll say 4.
3.
I was close.
Jordan Matthews had 25. Roddy White had 13, and Greg Jennings had 10.
Mm-hmm.
So their defense is
playing
better.
So it sounds like Josh Gordon's ceiling is about 10.
Is he in your top 24?
No.
And in PPR leagues, the wide receivers haven't done that well either. I mean, I only have the numbers for standard, but... All right, question number 5.
Remember that dumb trade I made with Josh Gordon?
No.
I traded Josh Gordon for Eric Decker because I thought I needed a player for my starting lineup that week in a league that I was desperate for a win in, so I gave up on Gordon, and then I didn't even start Decker. I'm in the finals of that league.
You starting Decker this week?
And I beat the team I traded Gordon to.
You starting Decker?
I don't think so. Against New England?
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel that.
But did you start him last week?
I did not. And it's a PPR league, so it would have helped me.
Tough question anyway. Number 6. Number 5.
I had Jeremy Hill and Le'Veon Bell, so it was over.
Tough question number 5. Ready?
I am ready.
Which Matthew Stafford will show up? 12 fantasy points or less in 3 of his last 5 games. The other 2 were huge.
Oh, you want me to answer?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it'll be still a very good Matthew Stafford.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You worried about him outdoors? I mean, the matchup literally cannot get better. The Bears give up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Last three weeks.
I think the defense is still trying, but that doesn't matter because they're so bad.
Last 3 weeks, Stafford scored 25, Romo scored 26, Breeze scored 33. Two of those games were in Chicago. 8 touchdowns, no picks for those quarterbacks. So yeah. You think he's a safe start this
week? I think
he's
a very safe start.
You like him better than Peyton Manning?
I do.
Question number 6. Is Torrey Smith a safe option at Houston?
I want to see him practice. If he practices all week, I'll gladly move him up in my rankings, but right now he's 40th. I think he's hurt.
Question number 7, is Jamaal Charles a safe option at Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think he's going to practice by Friday. I think Andy Reid was just trying to protect his big star on offense by not letting him play last week.
And question number 8, will weather play a factor? Stop. Dude!
What happened?
You're going to unplug the mixer. I told you to stop moving the damn thing up. Move it down.
Is that better?
You psycho. Yes.
I didn't know that's what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the
headphones. Well, it doesn't matter. I told you not to do it, and you did it. God. You know what, Dave?
This is a podcast
I quit. I'm leaving.
Why? Because of the desk?
End of the year. I'm moving to New York. I've had enough.
You son of a gun. I can't believe it. This was the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, at least you'll stay for the rest of the year.
Dave's shenanigans.
Will weather play a factor? I haven't looked yet. You know what my rule is about weather. I don't look until 30 minutes before the game.
Well, that's kind of silly, only because you're going to get
so Adam,
many
how many times this year, and this is my answer, how many times this year have we seen forecasts of wind, rain, snow, blah, 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 and then the game comes and nothing's happening?
Yeah, I know.
I learned a very important lesson last year, which is not to worry about weather until right before the game.
All right, Dave.
Here's what everybody needs to remember. Heavy wind and visibility are the two things that are the biggest factors in football. Rain does not matter. Snow does not matter. But if the rain and snow is coming down so bad that you can't see, then it matters. And if it's mixed with heavy wind, 20-plus miles an hour, then it matters a lot. Wind is the number one thing.
You know, I really wanted Jamie to come today because I brought presents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I brought gifts.
Can I have Jamie's present then if he's not there?
You could have your present.
You bought me a present?
I did. I bought you a present. I gave Scott and Al their presents on the baseball podcast yesterday.
So screw him. Wait till tomorrow to give him his.
I'm going
to
leave this here for Jamie.
Okay.
I'm going to give this to you, and you can read it when I'm done telling people about FanDuel. Now, not only did Andy Reid prevent Jamaal Charles, don't open
it. I'm not. Okay. I'm just feeling it. I'll go through it. Don't worry. I won't open it yet.
Not only did Andy Reid prevent Jamaal Charles from having a big game, he prevented me from winning my 50-50 league. Out of 100 people, I finished 54th, which was annoying.
Oh, that's tough.
And I didn't have a good week, and I still almost won the 50-50. But anyway, go FanDuel.com.
That's a great way to start a promo, by the way, talking about how you lose on FanDuel.
But I had such a bad week. The fact that I was four spots away from cashing in the 50-50 just goes to show you that you should be playing them. But you also should be playing the big tournaments. Dave and Jamie write columns. They give you FanDuel lineups. We give them to you on Sunday on Fantasy Football Today. Get on there right now at FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy football. You can win real money. You can get it quickly. And there are immediate cash payouts and big-time tournaments. You can win hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially. So get on there right now. It's so much fun. If you're eliminated from your playoffs, or even if you're not, you just want to play more, it's a piece of cake to get started. And it's just great. You sit there and you select the players, and it's just a lot of fun coming up with the combinations to get to the $60,000 budget. It's good stuff.
It is.
All right, Dave, we're going to do Approve the Move and read some emails, help the people out after you open your present. And I got it for you because this – well, do you have any idea what it is?
Well, first of all, it's a wrapped rectangle about, I'd say, 10 inches by 6-7 inches. It feels like it's a DVD.
It is a DVD.
Well, why'd you tell me?
Well, because it's obviously a DVD.
So it's probably Ghostbusters 2 on DVD.
Not. This is something that...
the wrapping paper is navy, dark blue. I would almost say royal blue with polka dots.
Uh-huh.
Silver, white, light, and dark blue polka dots. You really took a lot of effort into... Did you?
No.
Who wrapped it?
My mom.
Well, she did a great job.
She was wrapping gifts for my niece and nephew. I said, hey, wrap these.
Okay, well, I opened it up so that it's the back of the DVD. So I'm going to read what I see on the back of the DVD and see if I can guess what movie it is. Flakfizer recruits two unable assistants, Jacques, a Harpo-like jack-of-all-trades and master-of-none, and Rocco Melanchek, a cab driver moonlighting as a pool cleaner, liposuctioner, and toupee salesman. What ensues is an outrageous fall-down funny assault on culture and good taste as the brain donors make merry while driving everyone else mental. This is a DVD of one of the first movies that we ever talked about.
Yeah.
And it's funny because no one knows what this movie is.
It's called Brain Donors.
It's Brain Donors. It's arguably John Turturro's best work as It's a slapstick comedy about three...
It's a Marx Brothers remake.
Yeah. But it is one of the... I remember watching it in the theaters because back in the day,
really?
I loved slapstick. Loved slapstick.
Oh.
And I still do. And I think that this is awesome. And I can't believe this. I can't believe you found it on DVD because this movie just doesn't exist.
Yeah, you know, I bought DVDs for you, for Jamie, for Scott, and Al, and the Brain Donors was the most expensive one. It was
really?
Like $17.
Oh my! You spent $17
yeah.
on me?
Yeah, it's not a lot. That's a lot.
I guess that's just.
I mean, for someone who's about to be unemployed in 2 weeks, that is a lot.
Well,
so then,
now I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Can I pay you back?
No, enjoy it.
I have four bucks on me right now. You can
sure.
have the $4.
Thank you.
I'd like to watch this with you.
Let's do it. Fire
this is
it up.
Great.
And
it's
I don't necessarily
from the Airplane and the Naked Gun. Where did you buy this?
Amazon.
Okay.
I don't necessarily recommend it for people.
You have to have a distinct type of funny bone.
Yeah.
To enjoy Brainers. It's not dark comedy. There's not blood.
It's
guts.
A ridiculous movie.
It's just like completely silly, preposterous, immature stuff.
Yeah.
Are there boobies in this movie? I don't think so.
No. It's PG.
Yeah. So
the kids will like it.
The kids will walk out on this after 5 seconds.
All right, prove the move.
Thank you very much.
You're
Adam.
Very welcome.
This is really very nice of you.
From Jordan, start Gates or Walker, PPR.
I would start Gates.
From Chris, Julio over Jordy, PPR, if Julio's healthy.
Oh, man.
And actually, Odell Beckham over Jordy, too. He's got three.
He's got Julio, Jordy, and Odell Beckham Jr. Crazy as it is, you can't sit Odell Beckham Jr. I don't want to sit any of these guys. I would probably sit Jordy. If Julio's truly healthy, practices all week, playing against the Saints, I don't think the Falcons will win. Maybe they will. I don't know. But I think Julio will get his numbers.
Dwight, approve the move. Drop Jordan Cameron for Michael Rivera.
Yes.
Bill, start Toby Gerhardt over LeSean McCoy in standard leagues.
If you've got the guts to do it, then do it. I don't think I do.
From Real Chris Cutts, start Joseph Randle over Dan Heron or LeGarrette Blount.
I'm fine with that. Assuming that DeMarco's out, yeah.
You're Dave Richard and you approve that message?
I'm Dave Richard. I approve that move.
Michael, start Delanie Walker over Dwayne Allen, PPR.
No, I don't think so.
Disapprove.
Yeah.
Josh Hahn, I don't approve you moving to New York.
What's your reaction to all
now
this?
You sound
it's been
mom.
24 hours. It's been 24 hours since we've let the audience
I've gotten
in
a
on
lot
this.
Of comments on Twitter, and I wish I could respond to all of them. That's my regret, is that I can't. But I don't know. It's been overwhelming. It's been great. I'm going to miss it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday made me realize how much I'm going to miss all the listeners and viewers.
We have a great audience.
We do.
We really do. And you know what? A lot of people, you remember how I talked about my mom's book, Naughty Nana?
Yeah.
Children's book. Available at palmcirclepress.com. There were a lot of people who ordered.
Really?
Do we have time for a very short, very funny story?
Yeah.
So my mom takes care of all the shipping for her book, too. She self-published it. And so she gets an order. She fills the order. She sends my dad out to the post office to go send the books, to send the order out. By the time he gets home, there's two more orders.
Oh, cool.
And my mom doesn't know where these orders are coming from. So she gets the next two orders ready. Goes, sends dad off to the post office. He sends him off, comes home. When he comes home, three more orders.
Nice.
So she finally called me and she said, did you talk about Naughty Nana on the podcast today? And I said, yes. I said, happy birthday, Mom.
Awesome.
And so I owe a lot of people a lot of emails. I'll keep my promotion going. I will send you an email thanking you for buying my mother's book, Naughty Nana, available at palmcirclepress.com. It's a great children's book. If you've got a niece, a nephew, a kid, a neighbor, they will love this book. Go to palmcirclepress.com, buy the book. Your email address will be there. I will write you, and that's it. And then you can have my email address.
Somebody started a Reddit thread about my leaving. And it says, for those of you who listen to the CBS Fantasy Football Podcast with Dave, Jamie, and Adam, they also do a Sunday internet TV show. There was an announcement made today. Adam is apparently leaving. He's moving to New York, not for another job, but to be with his girlfriend. Sounds like a stupid move, but whatever. It is unfortunate. I really enjoy this podcast and the analysis and interplay from these three guys. That was pretty funny. All right.
So, and then on Tuesday, we are going to have an Adam Azer interview.
Yeah, are you getting any questions?
I'm getting – see, here's the thing. I wanted it to be a fairly serious interview, but I'm getting a lot of questions about – like silly questions about you. So I think there's going to have to be two interviews.
Okay.
No, there won't be two interviews, but I will have some very silly ones. And we'll also have some that are very candid, I hope. I hope you give very honest answers. You've got nothing to lose. You're leaving.
Ernest V, drop the Rams DST for the Panthers DST. By the way, Die Hard, not a Christmas movie.
They're all coming out of the woodwork now. I would approve that move. I like the Panthers' defense better.
Steve Mullen, start Harry Douglas over Alshon Jeffrey if Julio is out.
No.
Michael, sit Josh Gordon for Jarvis Landry or Kenny Stills.
Yes, and I would probably go with Stills.
Michael Collins, I have to keep a rookie in a 10-team half-point PPR. Keep Cooks, Crowell, or Moncrief?
I want to say Cooks, so I am.
Okay. DP football, Vereen or Kerwin Williams, standard?
Vereen.
Zebra.
Yeah, I guess Vereen.
Drop Cutler for Sanchez in the championship.
I'm Dave Richard, and I approve that move.
Wow.
I did my research on that game yesterday. I like Sanchez a good amount this week.
I know, it's crazy.
And I don't want to trust Cutler.
Hey, how about some emails to finish it off? This one is from Phil from Boston. 16-team league playing in the finals this week.
Did you read the tagline on the back of this DVD?
No.
Three bozos, one ballet company, too many laughs.
Oh, gosh.
That's terrible.
That is really bad. Okay, 16-team league. You start a quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, and two wide receiver running back tight end flexes. So Murray's out, but with Murray possibly out, here's the decision he has to make.
Okay. Why don't you tell me the decision he has to make?
Okay. He has he does not have Joseph Randle. He has Lance Dunbar. He has DeMarco Murray. He has DeMarco Murray. So he can either start Alfred Morris.
Is this the question now? Because I zoned out.
Alfred Morris plays on Saturday, right?
Yes.
So he's either starting Alfred or DeMarco Murray. What do you do?
If we know what DeMarco's status is.
This is what you know
Saturday.
On Saturday. He's going to be a game time decision.
Has he practiced all week?
He has not practiced.
I would go Alf.
You think he's going to practice? He's a broken hand.
I don't know.
All right. I don't think he's going to practice. Well, I'm speaking out of my butt. Never mind.
Well, you don't think he's going to practice or you don't think he's going to play?
I don't think he's going to practice.
What I'm afraid of is that he doesn't practice all week and then Sunday comes. Guess what? He's active. But guess again, he's an emergency running back.
That would suck.
There are going to be – that would really mess up life for a lot of people.
Here's Kevin Barry. Where is he from?
Kevin Barry is from Minot, North Dakota.
Dear EB, Lurch, and Cakes.
Now, if you know what that's from
– Is it Adam's
I will
family?
Give you. I will give you four more dollars.
Adam's Family?
It is not.
I don't know. What is it? Is it wrestling?
It is not.
What is it?
Junkies. The Junkies on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C.
Oh, cool.
They are a regular stop for me on the when I'd go radio dial flipping.
I promise to buy Naughty Nana for my sons if you answer my questions.
Oh, well, now we have to do it.
Yes. I have major running back issues with Murray possibly out. My opponent grabbed Randall. I was able to get Toby Gerhardt and Doug Martin.
That's like buying like weird food items at the grocery store when they're out of the food item that you want.
So he's got Gerhardt, Doug Martin.
Like you go to the grocery store for ahi tuna.
You're killing me.
And you
right
end
now.
Up getting squid and like rotten mushrooms.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
You got the squid and rotten mushrooms.
He's got Gerhardt.
Please buy my mom's book.
Oh my God, shut up. He's got Gerhardt, Doug Martin, Lamar Miller, and DeMarco Murray. What do you do?
And you can only start one, or can you start two?
Two.
Miller and Murray, I guess. And Martin is your replacement for Murray.
Okay.
Unless we know about Murray, and then you go Gerhardt.
Lions or Rams?
Lions.
Mike S. from Windsor, New York. Hello, Clark, Ty, and Irwin. I don't know. It's not Caddyshack. It's only Ty I can ever think of.
Irwin is Fletch.
Clark Griswold.
Yeah, these are Chevy Chase characters.
Yeah, there you go. I have Ingram, Joseph Randle, Fred Jackson, Asiata, and Gio. I can only start two. What do I do?
Ingram and Randle would probably be the direction you'll go in until you realize on Sunday that Randall's the guy you go with, and then Fred Jackson is your next best guy, and he plays, I believe, a late game at Oakland. So that's your move.
Ben from Metro D.C. area.
If Murray is active, then Jackson's your start. If Murray is inactive, then Randall's your start.
Ben from Metro D.C. Dear Joy, Jamie, and Dave. Oh, wait. Adam's still there?
Nice one.
My wide receiver two situation's a hot mess. Standard scoring, Calvin Johnson's my number one, but do I go with Marquise Lee or wait for Harry Douglas or Dante Moncrief?
I would probably wait.
That's really tough. That stinks.
It doesn't stink because Marquise Lee could deliver a dud just as easily as those other guys could.
Should I add Eric Ebron, Andrew Quarles, or Brent Celek and start them over Jordan Cameron?
I like Quarles as a sleeper this week.
But do you like him better than Cameron?
Yeah. I don't think Jordan Cameron can score.
Okay.
I think Quarles has a chance.
Here's Mando in San Diego. Dear Spanky, Alfalfa, and Buckwheat, I'm in the finals. Should I start Gates or Olsen, PPR?
Olsen.
Here's Reggie from Charlotte. DJ Milk and the Cookies, Joik Bell or Justin Forsett?
I believe I have Bell ranked higher.
From Big C in San Diego. Dear Francis, Reese, and Dewey.
Francis, Reese, and Dewey. Oh, I know this.
Yeah, you do. I'll give you a hint if you'd like.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is the hint?
Yeah, it's the hint.
But it's not Breaking Bad, no. The show.
It's Malcolm in the Middle. Starring.
That's a terrible hint. That is a terrible, terrible hint. You're right, it's Malcolm in the Middle. That hint sucks.
What hint would you have given?
I would have given Floyd in the Center.
All right. Well, Floyd at the Center stumbled into his PPR championship this week. Pick two at running back. Joseph Randall, Lance Dunbar, Boom Heron, Latavius Murray, Kenile Davis.
It's pronounced Nile Davis. Heron and Murray, you got to pick one between those two for sure. I want to warm up to Latavius Murray. I know it sounds crazy.
Against Buff?
Yeah.
No, why?
Yeah, because I just do.
They have such a good run defense.
I've got Heron ranked higher. I would probably put Heron in your lineup for sure, and Murray is your backup for Randall.
There you go.
In the unlike, oh, it's a PPR league. That makes it even easier. In the event that you play the DeMarco game with Randall, and if DeMarco is active or you're not confident in Randall, then you go with Murray. The one thing that could throw a fun, positive monkey wrench into it is if Jamal Charles is out.
Yeah,
in which case,
Davis.
Nile Davis. Nile, not Kenile.
Right.
Ratchets up to the top.
And pick a flex. Charles Johnson, Harry Douglas, Dante Moncrief, or one of the running backs?
It's Douglas if Julio's out, Johnson if Julio is in.
And should I pick up Sanchez to start over Cutler?
Yes.
I'm going to miss the dynamic of the show with Adam gone. He is the little brother of the show, and it's always been funny listening to you guys bicker about random things. Good luck in New York. How do I get your job?
I'd send in a demo to CBS Interactive. We need somebody. Thank you.
Reed from Ojai, California. Dear Gordon, Andy, and Stuart. I don't know.
Wait. Let me give you a hint. Flowers.
This is Gordon Rose, Andy Tulip, and Stuart
Carnation,
yeah. All right, sit one. Okay, yeah, look at this.
I'm looking.
Look at these four wide receivers.
I am.
Calvin, Demaryius Thomas, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham.
This is a
sit one.
This is a no-brainer.
You're sitting Demaryius Thomas.
I'm sitting Demaryius Thomas.
I've got this bad feeling about Odell Beckham Jr. this week.
Against St. Louis, that they try and shut him down a little bit. It's possible.
Eli Manning has focused in on him so much that
he's making plays.
I know. But if I'm playing the Giants, I'm going to do everything on earth to take him out of the game. And I know that's probably easier said than done, but he just scored three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if that's not part one, part two, part three, and part four of your game plan.
Right.
There's no way I'm sitting him, but I just have this... I have this bad feeling that he's going to get like 90 yards, no touchdown. So not a bad game.
But not the best game.
Yeah.
I feel that. I sense where you're coming from on that.
I think I would sit Demaryius, though.
I would, too. I'm worried about his quarterback.
His quarterback sucks.
His quarterback is in trouble. Now, St. Louis has allowed 13 touchdowns to wide receivers. How many wide receivers have caught a touchdown against them in their last eight games?
Well, why don't you start after the Niners game?
After the second Niners game?
The first one, the Monday Nighter.
Okay, fine. So now we're talking about 9 games.
Oh.
How many touchdowns have they allowed to wide receivers since that game? 5.
Yeah, I feel like they've gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to know
and
the
you know
names
why?
Of these
but
receivers?
It's not because their secondary's gotten better. It's because that's
when their pass rush really started playing well.
And the Giants' offensive line has actually done well lately, but they haven't faced
Doug Baldwin,
good opponents.
Anquan Boldin, John Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, and Keenan Allen. Many of them had over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
In fact, only two of them did not. And the two that did not, Anquan had 93 yards.
It's going to be about whether or not the Giants give Manning enough time, because that's a big concern. Like if you want to be encouraged by the Giants, they've lost to the Jaguars, beaten the Titans, and beaten the Redskins lately.
Right. They've taken advantage of very favorable matchups. It's part of the deal.
All right, Dave, we out. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you. Thank you very much for this gift. Can I open Jamie's gift?
When are we going to do it? Tomorrow, I guess?
Jamie? Yeah, I guess.
All right, give me that. Put it back in the desk.
Do you want to take it back? Wait a minute. Let me feel that. Because that did not feel like a DVD.
It's heavier.
So you gave him like a whole television series.
Yeah. Well, not a series. I got a season. It's two discs.
I wonder what it could be.
I thought I told you.
I think everybody's going to have to start making guesses.
Don't say anything to Jamie on Twitter, please.
Oh, we're not. We're telling everybody in our audience not to tweet anything at Jamie about
the gift he's going to get tomorrow.
He's going to see this on my desk. He's going to wonder where brain donors came from.
He's not going to care.
He probably won't even look.
Bye.
See ya.